finish up on the Massey situation in the next segment. I'm going to start plowing into all these new Epstein documents, imminent war with Iran. Hope we can stop that. The attempted assassination again of Trump yesterday, but he wasn't even at Mar-a-Lago. It's all coming up. But I want to explain this again, because I know the listeners are smart, but on X and places, it became a top trending deal, and most people supported me and saw what I was saying, but about 30%, mainly Democrats and you know, some Republicans that just, you know, are done with Trump, they're like, why are you covering up for Trump? It's the DOJ covering it up. Well, if you watch the three-hour show, I probably said that 50 times, probably 100. And so this isn't going away, and this is a defining issue, and this will bring down the whole globalist system. Screw the stock market. I think the stock market will go up if we actually, you know, brought down the globalist. But regardless, I want the satanic elite off our backs. This is a great moment for humanity of vindication and the truth of that it's a fight between good versus evil. So as negative as Trump going sideways on this is, overall, worldwide, the awakening's here, the great awakening's here. That's incredibly positive. So I don't know. I mean, MTG's talked about it, a few others. Hey, we're weeks and weeks and weeks into Congress having access to the unredacted list and names. We want the 500 members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, to start going in there. And there's all these, you know, sites and groups and journalists that have compiled, Mike Minns and Mariana Fall and myself and countless others, that my researchers that are just posting dozens and sometimes hundreds and showing a day hundreds of new horrible things that are confirmed. Just unspeakable, not just what's there, but the volume. And so a couple weeks ago, I'm like, well, hurry up, start, you know, unredacting, give us the stuff. Search pizza, search sex slave, search, here it is. Here's the emails. Here's the code number on the bottom from the DOJ. Please, you're allowed to go get it. You're allowed to unredact it on the congressional floor. You have liability protection when you do that from lawsuit. And Massey responded to me last night and said, look, you can read a 7-point thing. He says, I have unredacted some stuff. I'm running for Congress right now. I'm under a pincer attack. I'm the one getting all this out. I've already pressed them. I've gotten, you know, the law already passed, trying another law passed to make them unredact everything. But he goes, okay, send me, and he put this out several times, the EFTA numbers, an overhead shot, please. That is on the bottom of each email and each document. If you zoom in right there, he wants the number. So email his office, email your other congresspeople, your congress critters, Democrat and Republican, and you send all this stuff you see, all this incredible garbage, this evil, just flood them all with this and say, I want you to go look at this. I mean, I've got Rothschilds, all of them here, and the names blacked out, talking about hunting humans, hunting black people, all the hundreds of emails talking about eating babies, eating flesh, eating cream cheese, all these code words we know are the most sick things you can imagine. Cream cheese is the feces out of the intestines of a baby. Also, the mix, creating all sorts of weird concoctions, and talking about sending the beef jerky and the cream cheese off to labs. And, you know, we have more cream cheese. We're walking it up, and we're going to chop it up and put it in the freezer and then fly it out. I mean, this is it, folks. Okay? What is the Wicked Witch in Hansel and Gretel that they know is at least 600-year-old fairy tale tell the kids, you know, that get lost out in the forest or whatever, or their parents are too poor, they want to get rid of them, and so, but they dump them out in the forest and they've got breadcrumbs. And then the witch grabs them, but she's blind, and, you know, she wants to fatten them up, so she puts them in a cage and gives them all these sweets for a while. Well, they learn to stick a chicken bone out or whatever, so she fills it and thinks they're still skinny. And I think the woodsman comes by and kills her or whatever. The point is, and they escape. The point is that that all comes from a real place, okay? Yeah, there they are. 30 kids between 6 and 7. Then we go back, promised an abundant of young pussy fresh. I mean, this is to Jeffrey Epstein. We're delivering the sex slave to the Hyatt. The sex slave's been delivered. Unredacted now!
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Job out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Very smart. We'll be covering all the insanity that is unfolding and going on from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. But you're here with me and Thomas Sisko, one of our great researchers, is coming in next segment until this hour ends. Then I'll be back 11 a.m. Central tomorrow with the weekday transmission. All right. Here's the deal. I got Bill Maher saying there's no way anybody's eating human flesh Friday night. I got Megyn Kelly saying there's no way Democrats are eating babies. We have all these other people just saying they don't believe it. Oh, but you do believe they're raping kids now, not just 14-year-old girls, not just underage. Oh, you do believe all this other stuff, but not that. But before you didn't believe that. I'm going to explain something. They've dug up archaeological sites in Africa, Europe, the Middle East, Asia, the British Isles, Albion, under its ancient name. And they've dug up pyramid complexes all over the United States with mass human sacrifice remains. There was Aztec-type culture all over the U.S., the East Coast, you name it, West Coast. They've dug it up all over Germany, all over France, the exact same stuff they just dug up in Carthage. Tens of thousands of children, just what they found, killed while they were alive, because they can tell by the archaeology, burned alive to Moloch. So, and that's what the Romans wrote in their history. And was one of the reasons they went in and took them over. And people said, oh, that was an exaggeration of the Romans. Now they know it was not an exaggeration. And it wasn't just the Carthaginians that were doing it. And that's in North Africa, but Carthaginians were mainly Greek and Sicilian in their original bloodline. They've genetically tested the skeletons. So this goes on all over the place. This is the norm in the Bible. Abraham is told, stop human sacrifice. Don't do it anymore. There's hundreds of verses. Do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Moloch, for you must not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Do not permit any of your children to be offered as a sacrifice to Moloch, for you must not bring shame on the name of your God. And that's all over the Old Testament, okay? And then everything that where they talk about what's going on, they've dug up all this stuff, okay? That's just one Bible verse. There's a whole bunch of them, okay? And people say, oh, that's crazy. You know, the Satanist always, oh, nobody really kills people. Nobody drinks blood. The entire Satanism, Aleister Crowley thing is about drinking people's bodily fluids, okay? That's why Christ said, stop doing that. Have this wine as my blood. Have this bread as my body. It was his point. I'm the last sacrifice. I gave myself willingly. Stop it. That's why he said, I have come to not overturn the Old Testament, but to fulfill it. The two things go together like a horse and carriage. So a person that doesn't understand world history reads the Bible and says, this is gibberish. But if you know history, and then you study all the archaeology they discovered, it's all accurate. Extremely accurate. That's why people say, oh, the Bible's literal, but then you'll have these mainline preachers. But the big wheels landing and spaceships flying around and giants and aliens breeding with humans, that's all metaphorical. No, it's not. Noah wasn't perfect in his generation. He was a perfect person. Christ was the only person that was sinless, God in flesh. No, it's very clear the whole chapters before is that the sons of men came down from space, the heavens, and impregnated the daughters of humanity and made hybrids that were evil. And God saw that almost none of the genetics was good, so he wiped out the earth. And every culture tells the same thing. So the whole Bible is about God wiping out devil worshipers and wiping out human-animal, human-alien hybrids. That's what it is. It's what it says. And then now they're like, well, we've been given classified briefings on the five underwater alien bases. It's all coming out, folks. It's all coming out. We live in the age of discovery. We live in the age of revelation. We live in the age of the big reveal. And there'll be disinformation and stuff mixed in there, and none of it's going to be perfect, but buckle up, buckaroos, because as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the time of the coming of the Antichrist. And I don't know if that's 10 years from now or 100 years from now or next week. But the whole world could see the beast as a hologram. The whole world could worship the beast and see the signs and wonders of the beast. And the beast could heal the sick. And the beast could manifest matter. And the beast could call down fire from heaven. And they had to worship the beast and the beast's system and take the mark of the beast in their forehead or hand as signs of fealty to follow the beast system. You don't just take the mark and then everything's fine. You have to serve the global social credit score and all the updates. And they talk about the image of the beast being seen in all the capitals of the world and being described as like 50 to 100 feet tall, speaking to everyone. It's the big AI avatar. And it can be a huge hologram or it can be a huge robot body. And there'll be 10 million of them walking around. Possessed by the spirit of the beast, the AI. The whore of revelations. The Antichrist rides in on the dragon, rides in on the beast. The whore of Babylon rides him in. The beast system, and it's a genetic injection you're given that basically takes over your genetics and turns you into a transhumanist creature that is the true final mark of the beast. I remember there was this little church, and they would meet at a hotel up in North Austin. What do they call that? Texas Best Seminars. And the guy was a preacher, but he was put on these Patriot seminars. What was his name? I remember like 28, 29 years ago, what was that guy's name? We were at dinner at some Denny's or something after the church service, like at 10 at night, and we're all sitting around at a big booth. And I'm like, well, the mark of the beast is, you know, a digital system to buy and sell to control every aspect of your life. We didn't call it social credit card. He goes, no, that's only part of it. He goes, I've been given a vision. You'll be given an injection that takes over your genetics and begins to make you where you can merge the machines and be transhumanist. And he goes, I continue to have this dream, this vision. That's what it's going to be. And I was like, wow. This is just an old country boy. What was his name? Steve Quayle, right around that time, was writing books saying the same thing. And he was being given, literally, God was saying, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to look like. This is what's going to go on. Steve Quayle, you know, is always very reactionary and very, very right at the moment because he wants to get people awake. But when it comes to being the trailblazer, I actually was thinking about Steve yesterday today because I saw a bunch of my books in my office, his books, and I was cleaning them out in case we shut down next month, which is close. Anytime the receiver is saying he might shut us down any day, maybe tomorrow. And I was flipping back through them, and I was just like, stuff he wrote like 30 years ago, it all came true. It's just wild. I mean, like, we are all so vindicated, folks. It is absolutely crazy. So look at this. This was a post on X and links through the archaeological files. You look at mainline archaeology findings just last year. Overhead shot right here, please. And this is the Carthaginians, a description from the Roman histories. They've now dug it all up and are able to read the stone tablets confirming it all. And here they are sacrificing children to the fires. They just open up like an oven and throw them in. And it says, archaeological evidence reveals that ancient Carthaginian practice child sacrifice on a scale previously dismissed as Roman propaganda. The Topet of Carthage, a sacred burial ground dating to 800 to 146 BC, contains thousands of urns filled with charred infants and child remains. Modern excavations and bone analysis confirmed these weren't stillbirths or natural deaths. They weren't cremated while they were dead, but deliberate ritual killings performed during crisis periods and as offerings to the god Baal, you can also call him Moloch, Hammon, and Tanit. And then it goes on. Well, that's weird, Hammon. It's different in German. I forget what Hammon means. The practice called Moloch in Punic inscriptions, the same name, targeted children from elite Carthaginian families. Parents offered their firstborn sons during military defeats, famines, or plagues, believing the sacrifice would restore divine favor. Inscriptions on commemorative stones describe these offerings explicitly. Roman and Greek historians, including, it goes through them, documented the practice in horrifying detail, describing bronze statues with outstretched arms beneath which fires consumed living children while drums drowned their screams. It goes on and on. It gets into all the DNA and who they were and what they were doing. So that's the reality of this. And we've got all these emails, Jeffrey Epstein and the Rothschilds and people, most of it, you know, a lot of it blacked out, saying it was really great hunting those people to death last night. Yeah, we killed a bunch of blacks, call them N-words. And then in the 20s, in Europe, they had huge conferences in giant sports stadiums, at huge cost, reenacting, that's one right there, human sacrifice of children. So here's Megyn Kelly, and I've also got from yesterday Bill Maher, so let's try to grab that, saying he doesn't believe it. It's crazy. It's in the Roman histories. It's in the Greek histories. It's in the Carthaginian histories now that they've dug them up. It is in the Jewish histories, okay? And what Plato wrote about is in the Old Testament, the exact same thing, okay? So this is a fact. Just like you can go and get a tour at Chichen Itza, and they'll have people with degrees from Mexico City, archaeologists, and they will sit there and explain it to you, and they're all mostly Hispanic. And I've gotten tours down there at least 6-7 times, Chichen Itza alone. I've been to many other temples. So fascinating. And they're just like, yeah, they lie, the liberals in the U.S., and say they didn't sacrifice children and women and everybody. Of course they did. You know, the Aztecs basically exhausted their population. They killed the majority of the people by the end. And then that's why Cortez, like 240 men, took over Mexico City. Because the best and the strongest is what the gods demanded. You know, Mesoamericans, when they dig up their skeletons from 15, 20,000 years ago, they're 6 foot tall, the men, many of them, on average, almost 6 feet tall. Why do you think the folks in Central and South America, the natives, from the native stock that aren't mainly Spaniard, why do you think the men are like 5'2", and the women are like 4.5 feet tall? It's because if you were tall... Oh, and if you had blue eyes, you were completely, or albino, you were just dead. Same thing in Africa. If you're an albino, they're killing you, they're eating you in most areas because it's seen as magic. It's the same crap all over the place, over and over again, okay? This is human history. This is what brings down civilization. This is 100% real, like the sun coming up in the morning. And it all continues. It never went away. It just stayed underground. Okay? The whole vampire metaphor is a metaphor for the Satanist. And if you want to know who our leaders are, they are devil-worshipping vampires, okay? Period. 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 You understand? And it just goes from there. And so you hear all this depraved stuff, and it doesn't sound real. It's because these people have gone over the edge of a cliff, and there's no bottom to hell. It just gets worse and worse and worse, and generally leads to the Satanists finally just killing themselves. Miserable husk, demon-possessed, totally controlled. You have Les Wexner saying, I am possessed by a demon. It runs my life. He names the demon. It's in the emails that they're under demon control. Epstein was under demonic control. This is real. Every time people take DMT, the little elves show up and say, oh, you'll live forever. You'll be divine, but you must get rid of your bodies. You must kill everyone. We must. Humans are bad. Join us. Kill yourself. I'll give you secrets of knowledge and power. And they look at little elves. They wear little green hats. They go, ooh, take the little green hat off. Ooh, I got horns. Seriously. I mean, so, and people that are atheists go and they see this. And it's just like, what the hell is this? You get people in groups hallucinating on it, and they're all talking to the same demon at the same time. That's all documented. Because it lifts the interdimensional veil. Your eyes are already seeing all this. Your brain's picking up. But you've got the unconscious, the subconscious. There's a filter with the cerebral cortex because you can't handle it, folks. Can't handle it. Can't handle it. You're blind. Except not in your soul. Not in your DNA. Not in your electrochemical transceivers. The sixth sense isn't some weak sense. It is your main sense. More important than all the others combined. It is your sense. All right, let's go to these people denying it. It just can't be true, even though all of it's just coming out. Here it is.
My general feeling is that people who believe in Pizzagate hate that interview, and I'm not one of the people who believes in Pizzagate at all.
Joining me now in a Kelly File exclusive, James Alefantis, owner of Comet Ping Pong in Washington, D.C. James, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What a terrible ordeal this must have been for you.
It has been.
When this man walked into your restaurant with this gun firing multiple shots, no one was injured.
And then I got blamed for this. Now, this is an old compilation. Here she is last week saying that, again, she still doesn't believe any of it. Here it is.
So, no, I don't.
You interviewed James Alefantis, and that was the Comet Pizza.
That was at Fox.
Oh, was that Fox? I can't recall which station it was, but it was mainstream media. So my question is, so you didn't press him on anything. They showed an image of a girl taped down to a table, and she was smiling. He said it was his goddaughter or niece or whoever. But you didn't press it. But that's grooming. And so I'm not going into the Pizzagate question. My question for you is, have you changed your position on, or do you take a stand now that you're not working for Fox any longer, on that interview?
I don't remember the specifics of that interview. My general feeling is that people who believe in Pizzagate hate that interview, and I'm not one of the people who believes in Pizzagate at all. So I can't defend one particular exchange that I don't remember the whole interview. I just know I interviewed him, and I did not believe and do not believe that Hillary Clinton and John Podesta are running a child sex trafficking ring out of Comet Pizza. No.
My question was about the photograph of the girl being...
But as I say, I don't remember that. I'm sure if I had seen anything...
Let's stop here and go to Bill Maher in a moment, but let's just explain something. It's in the WikiLeaks delivering 7, 9, and 11-year-old kids... girls for John Podesta's pleasure in a hot tub in a secluded facility in northern New York, upstate New York. And all this other garbage, it just goes on hours of it just to read the emails, okay? His brother does full magazine spreads in the Washington Post 2007 about pedophilia and how great it is, okay? With the images of kids being tortured and raped, okay? Cartoon images of it, paintings of it. You've seen it a million times. The New York Times and CNN, they focus, again, I know most of you know this, but for those who don't, on Comet Ping Pong, where they had a bunch of events and a bunch of weird art and weird stuff, but where we can't prove what's going on, to then say, oh, none of it's real because of that place. Oh, none of it's real in the whole world, all because the story they planted on 4chan and 8chan was a distraction from all the real stuff. And the FBI files and all of it. So that's the game they play. She's a lawyer. She knows what she's doing. Shame on Megyn Kelly. Let's go to the Bill Maher.
A child sex.
I apologized to QAnon a couple of weeks ago. I said, you know, when it comes to this Epstein stuff, you eat babies. Democrats don't eat babies. You think they eat babies?
They used to board them in mass and sexualize them and cut their genitals off. And euthanize them.
I don't know. No, you can laugh all you want. It's a girl. But, I mean, there is some sick stuff in here that is implying.
But that's not eating babies. Come on.
I'm not saying they're eating babies. I'm saying there is talk of consumption, and it ain't pizza. And I'm not saying that I am QAnon by any means, but this is deep, dark, satanic, awful, sacrificial, and this stuff is gross.
See, this is what I'm saying. Here I am sacrificing myself, saying, you know what? I was wrong, QAnon, and then you don't meet me halfway. You insist they might be eating babies.
You, Kelly, caught thousands of TDA doing it in El Salvador and here.
QAnon said there's this vast elites around the world.
Let's stop there. Yeah, the QAnon people take credit for Ted Gunderson and everybody else that exposed this and act like it's all them saying it. So when they put out stuff that isn't accurate, again, that discredits all the real stuff. And they go, oh, QAnon. No, the emails, the FBI files, the survivors describing stuff years ago that's now in the emails in the same dates, the same places. The Attorney General of New Mexico is saying, no, they're pretty sure there's dead bodies of dead kids at Zorro Ranch underground bases. Okay, this is all coming out, boys and girls. It's all coming out. And I don't think Bill Maher is involved. I don't think Megyn Kelly's involved. But they just can't get their mind wrapped around that there are people that operate and act like this. Now, coming in, some of the latest emails, hunting people, eating, you know, cannibalism. A lot of these are just straight up cannibalism, straight up torture, straight up sex slaves being delivered. We want it redacted. You got all the good members of Congress that passed the law to get it in. They are allowed to see the unredacted. We want them to start going searching these emails, these codes, and they can go on the House floor, blow it up on screen, and show us who it is. Let's do it. Put it in the congressional record. That's what I called for Massey to do, and he said he's going to do it. Okay? I didn't say he was covering up. I said it will be if they don't all start doing this. And they'd be like, well, wait, Trump's going to do the covering up? Yeah, make them release it all unredacted too. But I'm saying we've got this. These good members can do it. So I'm going with what we got. Comprende! Woo! Whatever you do, share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, and follow us there. And be sure and support the transmission. Today is, I think tomorrow is the last day. Every order at thealexjonesstore.com gets a free hat. It's just a nice black on white, my design, 1776 with a ring of stars around it. Meet like-minded patriots. Get the word out. Really nice, clean hat. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Our Irish CMOS, our Shilajit, our ultramethylene blue, our ultramethylene red, our bovine colostrum is the very best, and it keeps us on the air so we can expose these monsters. They don't just kill you with sacrifice and all this. They kill you with the poison shots. They kill you with the 5G. It's their religion. They kill you with their wars. They kill you with their chemtrails. They kill you by brain damaging you. They kill you with the fluoride in the water. This is their plan. This is their religion.
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should have.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest, though. You got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But it's, yeah. It's.
So this one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Tamer's endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free, you're plus. It's amazing.
Hey, this is Doc Chambers here. I'm out in the field right now. Day off from the campaign trail, doing some work. I got things to catch up on, so it's called a refit day. But I'm getting refit with Alex Jones's Methylene Blue. It's pretty good. I got to say, I've been using it on the road since we left the studios. And I've been taking it for a while. I had a traumatic brain injury in Iraq in 2004. There's been a lot of studies out there that show that with post-dementia patients and TBI patients, it's been used for years. It's just not very well known with regard to demyelination, what it can do to improve your cognition. So that's your brain. Your brain housing these stuff. Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you. We're going to stay on it.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Thanks for all your support. Today and tomorrow are the last days to get 100 times X entries into the amazing raffle where both of the offerings of the Shelby Mustang and the awesome Ford off-road truck, when you get 100X for every dollar you spend on the store, put into the raffle, you get put in for just the next 2 days, is all that's left, to get both vehicles. That ends tomorrow. Every order in the site for a very limited time is this hat. And this is a classic design that I put out on InfoWars like 20 years ago. And it's a ring of, 13 stars around 1776. It's simple, it's clean, and it's just exciting, and it spreads the word. So every order, on top of the sales that are already there, for a limited time, gets a free 1776 ball cap at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Himself, there is no credible information. None. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one?
For the information that we have.
In the files?
In the case file.
Okay.
Alex Jones Show. I'm going to be taking over. My name is Thomas Siska. I'm one of the producers and researchers here. Alex asked me to fill in, and I have a lot to cover right now. And, of course, that was Kash Patel, the FBI director, telling us that there is no known accomplices. There's nothing there to the trafficking of children to anybody else besides himself and Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, I'd like to first go back to Pizzagate, because right now the mainstream media is now reporting that Pizzagate is probably true. The Comet Ping Pong, of course, was a big distraction, but cheese pizza and these code words are known to be FBI codes for child pornography. And one particular email from a man named Dr. Harry Fisher talks about grape soda and pizza. A weird combo, if you will. Some are speculating maybe grape soda may have something to do with black children. But this article here from the New York Mag, do the new Epstein files support the Pizzagate conspiracy? So here it says, apparently, some of the pizza-related material seems pretty weird. In April 2018, a message from a redacted sender says, let's go for pizza and grape soda again. No one else can understand. Go no. Cryptic. Some of it is scrutable. Go no appears to be a rendering of an English derivative of the Yiddish expression geves, which is roughly equivalent to go figure. The claim that no one else can understand. So this is code. They're telling you that no one else can understand what they're talking about. They want more pizza and grape soda. Pizza and grape soda belongs to the latter category, and it appears frequently in Epstein's emails and texts. In a 2018 exchange with his urologist, Harry Fish, who erroneously appears in Epstein contacts as Harry Fish, spelled differently, the two seem to discuss refilling Epstein's prescription for erectile dysfunction medication. Fish later texts, after you use them, wash your hands and let's go get pizza and grape soda. This proposal seems odd. There are many things you can do after your Viagra kicks in, and getting a slice with your doctor is not near the top of the list. In other contexts, it might be funny, but the confluence of pizza and grape soda with Epstein, a man increasingly known for exactly one thing, and boner pills is enough to drive a reasonable person to conjecture. So he is emailing him about pizza. There's so many emails here asking, can we go get pizza? This is in the Virgin Islands. We want to go to Red Hook, which is there in the Virgin Islands, for a quick pizza meal. I mean, why are you asking somebody if they can get pizza when you can just go to the restaurant and go get it? I mean, it's this is all coded stuff here. And here, after he asks about the pizza, he says, of course, do we have any meat tenderizer for a sting? No, just a sting. No problem. Is there baking soda? So a lot of weird stuff. They're tenderizing the pizza. And here is some of the emails with Dr. Harry Fish. Holy bloop, chunky, I forgot about. What time do you want to get pizza and grape soda tomorrow? I mean, over and over again, he's just obsessed with pizza and grape soda. This guy is addicted to pizza and grape soda. It's just over and over again. And right now, there's actually a clip from Trax New York City, who is a Diamond District jeweler. He is actually in a movie called Uncut Gems, where he basically plays a version of himself made by the Safdie brothers, who have done Uncut Gems and Marty Supreme, a lot of movies that are pretty big right now. I want to go to the clip of Trax New York City asking anybody out there who can confront Dr. Harry Fish on video and ask him, what does he mean about the grape soda and the pizza? Let's roll that clip now.
I'm giving you an ounce of gold if you could help me with pizza and grape soda, particularly with Dr. Harry Fish, who was in the Epstein files. He wrote, after you use them, talking about pills for ED, wash your hands and let's go get pizza and grape soda. So, Dr. Harry Fish, you're having pizza and grape soda with Epstein. Is that it, or is there something else? Well, if there's some hero in America that wants to pay the doctor a friendly visit and ask him on camera about what pizza and grape soda is, DM me that video and the ounce of gold is yours. First come, first serve. Follow all the laws, FBI. An ounce of gold right here for you if you find out, and send me that video with Dr. Harry Fish.
I think we all want to know what's going on with pizza and grape soda. And a little incentivization doesn't hurt to motivate people. Of course, what he's asking is perfectly legal as a citizen journalist to go out there and put these people on camera. I mean, that's what the InfoWar is all about. Going out, being on the ground, and peacefully getting this stuff documented and getting the information out there. Now, the directors that actually made the movie that Trax is in, Uncut Gems, did an interview before Pizzagate was even a viral sensation, where everyone was believing that these people were eating children and trafficking them. They actually did an interview where they were exposed to the dark web, and they said that it's full of cheese pizza, which is child pornography. I'd like to roll that clip now.
There's like five websites that people go to now. Five. I mean, there used to be millions of websites. And if you ever go into the deep web, it's so hard to navigate. But like, and it's so, it's very steampunk, yeah. The deep web. I mean, have you ever spent time on the deep web?
Not really.
Okay. It's mostly child pornography, which is known, which has a moniker as cheese pizza if you go into the paste-bin sites. Like, and that's how you like know, like, I don't go to the cheese pizza sites. But there's so much of it down there, which I don't know what that means.
Back, I was probably before you were born, even AOL, before the World Wide Web happened, used to have chat rooms.
Yeah, of course. And what about World's Chat? Do you remember World's Chat?
That was,
it was like the first like avatar-based instant messaging.
But I went into their TV for men room or something like that, and I thought it was going to be on television.
Oh, no.
I found out quickly it was not.
But what does TV stand for?
Transvestite.
Oh.
I guess it was transvestite, yeah.
That's amazing. So you get any good stuff?
I was very confused.
No, but it's amazing, yeah, that the idea that you have this ability to kind of stumble into a world that it was like that could happen. And it's like that can happen. It's a lot harder for that to happen now in a weird way, you know. Yeah. You have to go into the deep web or you have
The deep web is just, I can't figure out how to get around stuff.
All it is it's a way of just like kind of – for the reason why – It's to exist outside of, like, the law or outside of the world or regulation.
Well, it's the red light district of humanity. I wish that I was somebody on this planet who had to go to the deep web to find stuff. That would mean I was operating in some strange network.
Or you're living in a country where, like China, that's where the deep web...
China uses the deep web as normal web.
Yeah, because that's the only way they can get access to web, you know? It's like...
But I do kind of wish that... Like, literally, I go onto the deep web as spectacles. Awesome. And that was a website I came across. It was just thousands of JPEGs of barbecue, like charred.
Wow.
And I was amazed. And, you know, and then, like, you come across, like, there's like, the armory where you can buy, like, an AK-47 and then, you know, whatever. And then there's a lot of websites where you just think this is somebody just fucking with a tourist like me. Like, a website where you can hire a hitman and stuff like that. And it's just, like, pictures of dead people. Like, this is my work. I don't buy that. I think that if I found it, it's probably not real. And that's actually how they took down the Silk Road guy, which is ridiculous that the guy like that could go down.
Fell for that. But
this sounds like a movie.
The Deep Web. I think there's a documentary out right now called Deep Web. The Dark Web or something like that. Because they say that this is...
Like
they say
okay,
that,
and that is the Safdie brothers who made a film there with Trax NYC. Talking about child pornography that is all over the deep web. I've never been on the deep web myself, so I've only heard what kind of horrors go on there. He's talking about murders and severed body parts, really disgusting stuff. So, man, that's pretty disturbing right there. But this was before... This is before Pizzagate, and he's saying, you know, people were online talking about cheese pizza on the deep web. So this is a known thing for these people that are in that world that are sick perverts. They call it cheese pizza, okay? And we all know Epstein is a pervert, and all his friends are perverts, and they're all over these files talking about pizza. And one of the things that I've found is that in the Podesta emails, they talk about Thelema and Aleister Crowley rituals. And the witch, Marina Abramovich, is known to do something called spirit cooking. Well, actually, that actually goes back to Aleister Crowley himself, and it's called the Cake of Light. This is really disturbing stuff here. So, Aleister Crowley was said to be the most wicked man alive, tied into MI6, British intelligence. Some believe that he's actually the real grandfather of George W. Bush, because there's a very cunning resemblance between him and Barbara Bush. So, this is an Aleister Crowley ritual here called the Cake of Light. It's the Eucharist. It's a satanic Eucharist found within the religion Thelema. A cake of light contains flour, honey, abramelin oil, olive oil, bee swing, and bodily fluids such as semen, menstrual blood, vaginal fluids, or a mix thereof. It's cooked in the shape of a small flat water. And this is, wafer. And this is their satanic Eucharist. So this is actually what a lot of these religions and cults kind of broke out of was Aleister Crowley. You have L. Ron Hubbard from Scientology working very hand-in-hand with Aleister Crowley before he started his own cult Scientology. And you have Jack Parsons, who helped start NASA, was a initiative into this religion, Thelema, and was channeling demons since he was a child, and they were telling him how to build rockets. And he actually died in a very mysterious way in a fire in the middle of an orgy at his mansion that exploded. And actually, Ghislaine Maxwell's family is directly related into this Aleister Crowley cult. Ghislaine has two twin sisters. Well, they're younger than her. They're twins. And they both are married into this Crowley and eugenicist cult. I have an article here. Yes, Jack Parsons here was a devoted follower of Aleister Crowley's Thelema. So, I mean, this stuff goes way back. People want to ask, like, what is this? What are they actually doing? This is where the root of a lot of this became popular in this new age bohemian culture. And all these rituals, some of them involve sodomizing children. Aleister Crowley is said to have actually sacrificed his own child. This article here, this is from the Daily Beast. Jeffrey Epstein friend Ghislaine Maxwell has more skeletons in her family closet than a house of horrors. So, for Ghislaine, presumably outer space is not an option, but in point of fact, she does know how to operate a lot of exotic machinery. In addition to speaking four languages, holding a degree from Oxford, she's a trained helicopter pilot, a submersible pilot, and qualified to operate undersea robots. Much was made of latter qualifications when she was fundraising for her now-defunct Terramar Oceanic Environment Project, which was shuttered after Epstein's arrest. We all know about Terramar. So, in here, they talk about her relatives right here, her twin sisters. Two of her sisters, twins Isabel and Christine, are the most accomplished of the family. They're internet content pioneers who started Magellan, one of the first search engines, and were featured in Michael Wolff's book, Burn Rate, about his foray into early startups. And they... one of them is actually married into the man who started the first birth control pill. So these are people that are obsessed with population control. They are obsessed with Satanism and just total depravity. And then another one was an illusionist was married into. And this guy died after being exposed for going to the island while kids were there. And he was sponsored by the Clinton Global Initiative after the earthquake. And he died in very mysterious ways. He was thrown off a cliff by his property. Here we go. Christine Maxwell and her astrophysicist husband, Roger Molina, have until recently divided their time between their home in Dallas, Texas. Molina teaches at the University of Texas. So one of them is tied into UT. And Christine is a doctoral candidate in the humanities department at UT. And then Molina, her husband, was a director at the Astrophysicist Center. In an odd echo of Jeffrey Epstein's reported desire to see the human race with his own DNA, Parsons, Jack Parsons, and Hubbard tried for a time to impregnate women to bring forth Babylon, a goddess described as a scarlet woman in the Thelemic belief system to which Crowley subscribed. So, Molina was part of the Suicide Squad with Jack Parsons, which was the group L. Ron Hubbard, Jack Parsons, Molina. These guys were all astrophysicists that were, you know, pioneers in starting rockets and developing our space program. And this just goes back so far, and these people are so sick and twisted that people really have to understand what they believe in. Okay, it's so difficult for people to grasp that someone could be satanic and fetishize all of these really dark, twisted things, but that's how you can hang in the club. You have to do things with feces. You have to cut your own blood and put feces and semen and put it into your hand and then write it on the wall. That is what spirit cooking is, and that's what's in the Hillary emails, the WikiLeaks, and the Podesta emails. And I just got so much information here. I'm going to go back to these Epstein emails because they're talking about cream cheese and they're talking about babies. They love cream cheese and babies. Here we have an email that's redacted. We don't know who this is from. They're offered to bring cream cheese to a school party. Okay. Here we have, there are millions of babies, very little good vegetable cream cheese. Ha ha ha, do you want veggie cream cheese tomorrow? I would look forward to it. LOL, I don't know if cream cheese and baby are on the same level. It's okay, there's still enough time today. I'm trying to schedule priming for 5:30. Fuel explosion, 9:45 p.m. We'll bring a new engine startup video. So I don't know how you go from cream cheese and baby to priming and fuel explosions, but this seems very coded to me. And this is the type of stuff that we're talking about with Congress and trying to get some redactions into and what these people are talking about, because it is very coded, and the FBI is aware that these things mean hurting children, raping children, murdering children. And they're offering to buy babies. They're selling their babies. This is redacted. Right here, you made many unusual offers. You offered to buy my baby 6 months into our relationship. So, folks, they're buying babies. They're doing genetic testing, and they are trying to create a master race, and for all we know, they could be cloning, which we've talked about before, and trying to create a perfect slave, a perfect robot, and something that they can totally control and organ harvest. And that's why we need to go and have this investigation at Zorro Ranch. And the latest I've heard was that the head of the New Mexico DOJ has told Don Huffines that this is now a crime scene that needs to be preserved for evidence. So we had heard that Don Huffines was doing some construction to develop it into more of a Christian-centered retreat for youth. Well, before he does any more construction, he needs to shut that down, because we need to go in there and find some bodies and figure out what was going on there. In a report yesterday we played with Jesse Waters, it was talked about that there was some type of incinerator at Zorro Ranch. Now, maybe one would think that they're incinerating documents or whatever they might need an incinerator for, but it could very well be an infirmary or a crematorium to burn bodies. You know, they could be sacrificing them to Moloch right there in their infirmary and having rituals. And the fact that this Zorro Ranch is so close to Los Alamos and all these military facilities, it was the perfect infrastructure to kind of stay underground and keep this stuff hidden from the public. When Epstein would fly to Zorro Ranch, he would never really document it or tell people when he was arriving. He would just arrive. It was very low key. This was the most kind of secretive place and the most, shadowy place that he would operate at. And many victims were taken to Zorro Ranch, and have told their stories, and guests that we've had on this show have talked about the horrors at Zora Ranch. So this is not going away anytime soon, and I can't wait to see on the news that they have cadaver dogs and ground-penetrating radar hitting Zora Ranch and what they're going to find there. Because I expect to see some underground facilities. I expect to see a lot of things. Maybe some things were tampered with, but we're going to find something on that ranch. And I'm so grateful that we're actually getting progress on this. I thank Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna and everyone that has pushed for the Epstein Transparency Act. And when Alex got upset yesterday and was screaming and hollering, it's because these people have seen some names. And what are we waiting for anymore? We want to know who's talking about pizza, who's talking about jerky, who's talking about grape soda. We know one, Harry Fish, and now there is an ounce of gold if somebody can greet him on camera and ask him personally about it. So we are in a pivotal moment right now, and we've talked about this golden age. The golden age doesn't start until we start seeing these co-conspirators brought in. We've only had really one other person besides Epstein and Ghislaine arrested, and that was Jean-Luc Brunel, who was funded by Epstein for his modeling agency, and he hung himself in France before we could ever bring him to justice. So we've had three arrests for sex trafficking connected to Epstein. People always say it's two. It's actually three. And now we have Prince Andrew arrested for espionage and selling state secrets. I can't wait to see this guy go down. This is not going away. Folks, we have Royce White coming up next. He's going to be covering massive breaking news. And I want to go ahead and tell everyone to go to the alexjonesstore.com, become a VIP member. Right now we have a free hat promo, a very stylish classic 1776 hat. If you haven't tried the methylene blue yet, please try it. I take it constantly. It gives me a nice boost, helps me focus. No crash, no jitter. Get your methylene blue today. Get your free hat. Help support the InfoWar. Help keep us on air. And folks, just keep fighting out there. Remember, you are the resistance. You are the Info Warriors. And stay with us after the break.
Today and tomorrow, the last days to get 100 times X entries into the amazing raffle. It only happens every few months where both of the offerings of the Shelby Mustang and the awesome Ford off-road truck, 100X for every dollar you spend on the store, put into the raffle. You get put in for just the next 2 days, is all that's left, to get both vehicles. There's a time where there's a crossover for 1 week. That ends tomorrow. Every order in the site for a very limited time, it's probably just last throughout the weekend, I'm told, is this hat. And this is a classic design that I put out on InfoWars like 20 years ago. I noticed everybody else copied it, which is cool. I just go, why don't we have that classic design back? So they brought it back, and it's a ring of, 13 stars around 1776. And it's simple, it's clean, and a leftist probably won't kill you or murder you for it. You know, if you have like a MAGA or InfoWars hat, that's a real adventure. This is just at the airport or wherever, hey, patriots know. And it's just exciting, spreads the word. So every order, on top of the sales that are already there, for a limited time, gets a free 1776 ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the store, become a VIP for $30 a month. You cancel any time for free. Instantly, you get $40 to spend each month. The minute you click that button for $30, you get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers, special sales, top everything. So anybody buying anything should be a VIP. And it's really no commitment. You just get better deals. Cancel any time for free. One click in your profile. Everyone should be a VIP. Also, sometimes stuff runs out and sells out. You don't want that to happen? Become a subscriber. Cancel any time. They hold it back for you at the biggest discounts as well. Become a VIP. Become a subscriber. But regardless, share the live feeds of the show. Tell folks about those local AM and FM stations, cable stations, because that's how we reach the people, and that's how we change the world. The whole globalist house of cards is coming down. We've been vindicated. You've been vindicated. Nothing's going to stop that. Stay with us. Massive guests straight ahead.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones